Hello, and welcome to the Murder House Radio Show. I'm your host, X. On this show, we will be covering serial killers, killers, mass shooters, disappearances, true crime, and the most deplorable things and people in history. All that good, dark stuff. The Murder House Radio Show will be a radio show slash podcast. I'll be uploading videos every Friday at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Once you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification and select all to get all notifications if you are viewing on YouTube. And hit follow if you're listening on a podcasting platform. So sit down, get comfortable, grab some coffee or whatever your preferred beverage is, turn off the lights, and enjoy the show. So, hey guys, as you can tell, the audio sounds better. I did get a microphone, so if you're wondering why I haven't been using it for the last previous videos, I pre-record my videos, because I have nothing better to do. So, I pre-record them, so who knows when I'm doing this one. I'm doing this one, I guess, on the, March 29th, so this one will be up sometime in May or June, I'm pretty sure. So, I hope your Friday is going pretty good. This video should be the first video of the month you're listening to this in. So, I hope your Friday's going good. I also want to apologize for the background noise. That's just my furnace. But, the mic amplifies it. The sources will be in the description below, so go check those out. And I just want to say sorry if I mispronounce anything, because, your voice sucks at reading sometimes. And my brain moves faster than my mouth can. But without any further ado, let's get into today's video. Today's video is on Samuel Little. He was born June 7th. 1940. He was an American serial killer who was convicted in 2012, so almost 10 years ago, but pretty recently, I guess you could say. So, he was convicted for the murders of three women in California between 1987 and 1989, as well as a murder in 2018 of one woman in Texas from 1994, He claimed to have killed as many as 93 women, so he's one of the most prolific serial killers in American history. And investigators have linked him to over 60 murders. The FBI has confirmed Little's involvement in at least 60 murders, so he has at least 60 under his belt. The largest number of proven cases for any serial killer in United States history. So yes, the most prolific in America. He also alleged to murder women across 19 states over a third of a century, ending around 2005. So a long time. A third of a century. How long is that? Hold on. That's about 33 years, so murdering career. So, a third of a century in 2005. The number of murders he confessed to, if confirmed, would make him... Yeah, that's what I said. So, according to Ector County, Texas, District Attorney Bobby Bland... Okay, word. So, this is all according to the state officials. Word up. So, that's a summary of Samuel Little. Let's get into his early life. So, his early life, Samuel Little was born June 7th, 1940 in Reynolds, Georgia, to a mother he claims was a prostitute. Soon after his birth, Little's family moved to Lorena, Ohio, L-O-R-A-I-N, Ohio, where he was brought up mainly by his grandmother. He attended Hawthorne Junior High School, where he had problems with discipline and achievement, okay? In 1956, after being convicted of a B&E, a breaking and entering, into a property in Omaha, Nebraska, okay, weird, Littles was held in an institution for juvenile offenders, so he was sent to juvie in 1956, so he was 16, I believe. Little moved to Florida to live with his mother in his late 20s, working at various times as a cemetery worker. So he worked as a cemetery worker off and on, I'm assuming here, and an ambulance attendant by his own accord, word. So a cemetery worker confirmed, and allegedly an ambulance attendant, all good. He said he then began traveling more widely and had more run-ins with the law, being arrested in 8 states for crimes that included driving under the influence, DUI, fraud, shoplifting, solicitation / prostitution, armed robbery, aggressive assault, and rape. Oof. Little claimed that he took up boxing during his stints in prison, referring to himself as a former prized fighter. All good, all good. I used to box for about 3 years. I only had like 3 fights, but you know, it's fun. Boxing's fun. If you're looking for a combat sport, I recommend taking up boxing. It's fun. Alright, so let's dive into his crimes. It says here in 1961, Littles was sentenced to 3 years in prison for breaking into a furniture store. He was released in 1964, and by 1975, he had been arrested 26 times in 11 states for crimes including theft, assault, attempted rape, fraud, and attacks on government officials. Oof. In 1982, Littles was arrested in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Pascagoula, Mississippi. And he was charged with the murder of 22-year-old Melinda Rose Lapree. So he's caught and charged with a murder, who had gone missing in September of that year. A grand jury declined to indict him for her murder. Okay. However, while under investigation, Little was transferred to Florida to be brought to trial for the murder of 26-year-old Patricia Ann Mount, whose body was found in September 1982. Prosecution witnesses identified Little in court as the person who spent time with Mount on the night before her disappearance. Due to mistrust of witness testimonies, Little was acquitted in January 1984. So he got away with 2 murders. That's like almost the devil's luck right there. But imagine they convicted him on one of the first 2 murders. They could have potentially saved almost 90 lives. Think about that. That's crazy. Little then moved to California, where he stayed in the vicinity of San Diego. Nice. Sounds pretty beautiful in San Diego. In October 1984, he was arrested for kidnapping, beating, and strangling a 22-year-old Laurie Barrows, who survived. Okay, 1 month later, he was found by police in the backseat of his car with an unconscious woman, also beaten and strangled, in the same location as the attempted murder of Barrows. Little served 2.5 years in prison for both crimes. Upon his release in February 1987, he immediately moved to Los Angeles and committed 10 more additional murders. Holy shit. And, in California, they have a 3-strike rule. So, like, your first strike, you serve, like, a normal sentence or whatever. Your second strike, you serve way more time. And then your third strike is, like, 25 to life. But it has to be for violent offenses and or drug offenses, I'm fairly sure. Don't quote me on that, though. But, yes. Littles was arrested September 5th, 2012, at a homeless shelter in Louisville, Kentucky, and extradited to California to face a narcotics charge, after which authority used DNA testing to establish he was involved in the murders of Caroline Elford. The Caroline Elford killing of July 13th, 1987. The Guadalupe Durrete poaching? I butchered that because I'm not Spanish. killed on September 3rd, 1987. And Ardery Nelson Everett killed August 14th, 1987. All three women killed and later found on the streets of Los Angeles. He was extradited to Los Angeles, where he was charged January 7th, 2013. A few months later, the police said that Littles was being investigated in the involvement of three dozen murders committed in the 80s, which until then had been undisclosed. Okay. In connection with new circumstances in Mississippi, the LaPree murder case was reopened. In total, Little was tested for involvement in 93 murders of women committed in many states. Yes. So, if I'm not mistaken, they only had DNA evidence for about 3 of the 93 murders, and then the rest was, confessions. But, yes, Little was tried for the murder of Elford Nelson in Apodaca. In September 2014, the prosecution presented the DNA evidence as well as testimony of witnesses who were attacked by the accused at different times throughout his criminal career. Okay. September 25th, 2014, Little was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. On the day of the verdict, Little continued to insist on his innocence. Before his death, Little was serving a sentence at the California State Prison, Los Angeles County. Okay. And he did die on... Hold on, let me just go back up and give it a little check. December 30th, 2020, so last year. Okay, yeah, I actually remember hearing about that, I'm pretty sure. But yes, Littles was interesting because he murdered so many people, he vaguely remembered them, but he would draw them, and when he would draw them, he would relive his experiences, and a lot of them were unnamed for whatever reason. And the police matched their drawings to pictures of missing women. So that's how they got to the conclusion of 60 confirmed and 93 suspected or whatnot. But yeah, there's that. But yes, Little's method was strangulation. That's how he killed them. Because that's how he got off. He would rape them and strangle them, and then you just kind of dump their bodies wherever he saw fit. But on November 9th, 2018, Littles confessed to the 1996 fatal strangulation of Melissa Thompson. On November 13th, 2018, Littles was charged with the 1994 murder of Denise Christie. Brother to Odessa Texans after having confessed the crime of Texas Ranger in May 2018. Okay. Littles pled guilty to the murder of brothers on December 13th and received another life sentence. The Ector County, Texas District Attorney in Wise County, Texas Sheriff Office announced on November 13th that Little had confessed to dozens of murders, and they have committed more than 90 across 14 states between 1970 and 2005. Yes, Littles was very vague with his descriptions of the killings and stuff, because he'd be like, oh yeah, I may have murdered this woman between like 1985 to 1987 or something like that. And that's how they would do it, and they'd have to try to narrow it down from there. And that's how he confessed to most of his killings. But he did provide evidence, like testimony or a fucking explanation or whatever you want to call it, that only the killer would know. So that's how they knew he did it or whatnot. But yes, over the course of years, Littles confessed to pretty much all the murders he was, it was proven he committed. So, yeah, it's pretty fucking interesting, if you ask me. Pretty interesting. But yes, confirmed 60 murders and about 93 confessed. So, there's, that's, 33 that could be possible lies, because, you know, serial killers have a tendency to lie about murders they have not committed or have committed. Yeah, they lie about murders they have committed, because, you know, that's what serial killers do. They like the attention, and they want to be known for a high body count. So, other than the 60 confirmed murders, take the rest with a grain of salt, pretty much. So, in November 2018... he confessed to 4 murders-ish, and in December, he confessed to another, and in May, he confessed to, maybe a bunch more. But, Littles confessed to killing 1 woman in Arkansas, Ohio, 2 in Cincinnati, and 1 of the bodies was dumped outside of Columbus. See what I mean? He didn't know what their names were, not very much what they looked like, just where he did it and where he dumped the body, like where he may have did it and where he may have dumped the body, kind of thing. And this is why they were so hard to collaborate. So one in Columbus, Ohio, and 1 woman he met in Columbus and disposed of in Kentucky. Of the 2 women Little murdered in Cincinnati, 1 was identified as Anna Stewart, 33, whose body was dumped in Grove City, Ohio. Stewart was last seen on October 6, 1981, getting out of a cab at General Hospital to see her sister in the hospital, now University of Cincinnati Academic Health Center. She was killed on October 11th. He killed the other woman between 1980 and 1999. See what I mean? The Jane Doe was anywhere from 15 to 50, as the details of her age and the date of her murder are unclear. She was black, slender, wore glasses, and lived in the Over the Rhine neighborhood of Cincinnati with a heavy female Hispanic. Okay. Little left her beside a cigarette billboard in Ohio. On June 7th, 2019, Littles was indicted in Hilton County, Ohio, for the murder of the 2 women killed in Cincinnati. Little had drawn portraits of many of the women he killed. These portraits were released by the FBI in hopes of someone identifying the women. At least 1 portrait has solved a cold case in Arkin, Ohio. In November 2020, Littles confessed to 2 Florida murders, for 1 of which another man was wrongfully convicted. Yes, I wonder how many people were wrongfully convicted because of his murder spree. But, yes. And I also wonder if any of his paintings, like John Wayne Gacy's, are for sale. Because I guarantee a lot of people would love to have those paintings, because they're a bunch of morbid collectors, I guess you could call them. All right, so here's a list of his confirmed victims, and this says a partial list. So Anne Lee Stewart's October 11th, 1981, date of Little's conviction, August 23rd, 2019, and this was in Cincinnati, Ohio. And Mary Jo Payton, July 3rd, 1984, in Cleveland, Ohio. Carol Elford, July 13th, 1987, in Los Angeles, California. Guadalupe Aboaca, September 3rd, 1987, Los Angeles. Audrey Nelson Everett, August 14th, 1989, Los Angeles, California. Jane Doe, 1980 to 1999, Cincinnati, Ohio. Rose Evans, August 24th, 1991, Cleveland, Ohio. Denise Chris Brothers, oh, Christie Brothers, all right. February 2nd, 1994, Odessa, Texas. So here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 confirmed murders, and that's a partial list. And then suspected murders, there are a lot, holy. So, Mary Jo Brosley, Linda, Mariana, and Marianne. Unnamed black female, unnamed white female, unnamed white female. Sarah Brown, unnamed black female, unnamed black female. Emily, unnamed black female, unnamed black female. Joe, unnamed black female, unnamed black female, unnamed black female, unnamed, unnamed. Unnamed black female, 2, 3, 4, 4 more unnamed black females. Patricia Parker, another unnamed white female, another unnamed black female, another unnamed white female, unnamed female, another unnamed black female, unnamed white female. Patricia Baxter Jones, three more unnamed black females. Francis Campbell, Francis Campbell, word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 unnamed black females. Granny, another unnamed black female, unnamed Hispanic female. Jocelyn Jones, Alice, Roberta Tonderich. 2, 3, 4, 4, 3 unnamed black females, an unnamed Hispanic female, unnamed black female, unnamed black female, unnamed black female. T Money, okay. Unnamed white female, unnamed black female, and Anne. So there's all the suspected murders, and these all took place. Do-do-do-do-do, Inspector Gadget. From December 31st, 1971, all the way until 1997 in Phoenix, Arizona. That's the last one, 1997, Phoenix, Arizona. And the first one that's listed here under suspected was in Homestead, Florida. Word. You can see all the, dates, locations, and fucking dates, locations, and notes over on the sources, if you would wish. They're in the description below. And then personal life. Littles had a long-term girlfriend, Jean, since deceased, so she's dead, who supported them both through shoplifting for years. Okay. He used a wheelchair and had diabetes and a heart condition. And he died December 30th, 2020, in Los Angeles County Area Hospital. Although California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation sources indicated no final determination as to the specific cause of death, Little suffered from an aforementioned diabetes, heart problems, and other health conditions. So, yeah, I'll go see if I can find more information about him. But, yeah, I'll be right back. Well, you'll have to forgive me. I couldn't find, that much more about Samuel Littles. But, yes, I think the most interesting thing about his case and all that stuff would be his, portraits he painted of the victims. And, how he kind of recalled the murders as they happened decades ago, and how he's able to paint them in such detail. You can search up some of the paintings. But yes, I think that's the most interesting part about this case, in my humble opinion. But yeah, what do you think on this dude? Do you think he really killed possibly 93 people? Because it is confirmed he has about 50 to 60 kills under his belt. But yeah, if you have any information about him that I left out, leave it in the comments below. So that is Samuel Littles. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Murder House Radio Show. I hope you have a good rest of your Friday, whenever you are listening to this. Check out the social medias and the sources in the description below. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Once you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification and select all to get all notifications if you are viewing on YouTube. If you are listening on a podcasting platform, hit follow. See you on the next episode. This is your host X, signing off.